As state officials ready for a special session on natural gas, Anchorage is moving one step closer to expanding ownership over a gas field. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
The city's assembly voted to let a new energy proposal advance. It's an early step that gives Mayor Ethan Berkowitz's administration permission to submit a bid by week's end to potentially purchase a group of three leases from ConocoPhillips in Upper Cook Inlet. Anchorage already owns a third of the Beluga River unit through its electric utility MLNP. That purchase happened in 1996, according to Assemblymember Tim Steele, chair of the Committee Overseeing Utilities.
MLNP had an opportunity to gain a stable gas supply for its gas-fired plants. And so we have had, for that period of time, a stable source of natural gas.
According to documents submitted by the administration, the $120 million purchase has saved ratepayers at least twice that amount over the last two decades. So far, discussions over the proposed purchase have taken place behind closed doors in order to protect the municipality's chances in the competitive bidding process. According to Steele, it's uncommon among cities to own energy-producing resources like a gas field, and he says ratepayers and the utility depend on the existing gas coming online.
It's a substantial part. You know, we have a number of sources for electrical generation, including hydro, but in terms of our gas-fired plants, we get all our gas out of that investment.
The administration expects that if the new units are eventually acquired, they'll produce more natural gas than MLNP currently needs. That would mean the municipality is required to sell off extra gas or excess energy at market rate. Any purchase will have to first be approved by the assembly. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.